Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And she checks out all the stories. As a matter of fact, I'm sure she makes some of these stories trend herself. Phoning her friends going, guys, have you seen this? But anyway, Barbara Friedman is our online guru at Prime Media Broadcasting. And Bob's Wire, of course, looking at the top three trending stories this morning. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Kino.
So a man erects a giant middle finger to express his feelings towards town leaders. Where can I get one?
Exactly. So, I mean, we all get a bit cross at times, but this man took it to a whole nother level in Vermont in the United States. And he was very angry because the town leaders for 10 years blocked his efforts to give him a permit to build a garage on his home so that he could move his truck repair and recycling business there. So he went and carved out of a 700-pound block of pine wood this enormous fist with the middle finger pointing upwards, which he placed on a high pedestal so that it could be seen from all around, and he even put floodlights on it to keep it illuminated at night. And then it ended up falling under the category of public art, so they couldn't do anything about it, and he made his statement. Cost him about $4,000, and after 10 years of being unhappy with the town leaders, he made his statement.
Oh, my word. On that point, my question to you this morning, yes, sir. 2018's been a challenging year for a lot of people. If you had to place that statue anywhere, where would you place it? You can give us a call on 021-446-0567. Moving on to a beauty pageant winner, Miss Spain is the very first trans woman to compete in the Miss Universe competition.
Yeah, I thought that was very really cool. Interesting. I mean, I didn't know that. I didn't actually even realize that that was a thing that was happening. You know, I just imagine in this day and age, they hadn't actually got there yet, but they have. And, you know, obviously, I mean, beauty pageants are so divisive. I mean, some people think it's harmless, good fun. Others think it's very objectifying of women. But here is someone who was born male, but was trans and transitioned. Eventually in her life, and then entered the Miss Spain beauty pageant and actually won, which is the first time that's ever happened.
Brilliant.
And has now entered, she's now in the Miss Universe competition, the first transgender contestant ever in the pageant's 66-year history. And the bookkeepers, you know, there are always bookies that put odds on everything. I mean, bookmakers are saying that she's an odds on front runner for the December 17th contest. And she feels that this is a platform for her to actually try and counter diverse, to encourage inclusivity in the world and diversity. So let's see what happens.
And finally, I mean, it's a story we have touched on the show yesterday, but it's always good talking about it, though. Because I wish I was there. A ton, almost 1,000 Ks of chocolate flowed out of a factory and solidified on a German street.
Yeah, so it's already very cold in Germany. So there was a meltdown, literally, in a factory and a sweet factory. And it poured onto the pavement and then obviously got hard very quickly on the chilly pavement. And, I mean, there's a photo that's so funny to see this enormous – I mean, it was couple of hundred square meters of chocolate, and they needed 25 firefighters to pry it off the with shovels and hot water and torches to remove it from the pavement. And the owner of the factory said, well, you know, it was a good thing it wasn't closer to Christmas, because that would have been a catastrophe, because obviously everybody wanted to buy their chocolate.
I would have left it out there sightseeing, charged for it,
yeah,
and then
so
got it chipped away. I love it. Thank you very much for that. Barbara Friedman, our online guru with Bob's Wire.